Jerry Bader Show, 1053. By the way, my daughter and producer Jason disagree with me that it would be a smart thing for away crowds to stay silent when Braun comes up. Jason thinks it would freak him out more to cheer. So does my daughter. I don't see it that way. I think an eerily silent ballpark would do more to freak him out. But that's never going to happen. Also, a listener points out, this shows that, most likely shows, that being juiced was for health reasons and that he's still a powerful hitter even without being juiced. I believed that all along. And he also still has a thumb injury. I'm not saying all is forgiven where I'm concerned. I'm just saying it's an interesting little study in human nature. I completely whiffed on something last week. We did a topic on Tuesday, and then I never followed up on it. The topic on Tuesday was on Wednesday, the WIAA annual meeting was going to discuss whether to use a multiplier in tournaments, 1.65 for private schools that some people feel are doing too well in WIAA tournaments. So you have this arbitrary artificial multiplier that increases their enrollment by 65% and puts them in a higher division. I predicted that nothing was going to happen with it, that it was going to be tabled until next year, and that's what happened. An ad hoc committee will get the task of creating a proposal for next year's meeting. I just, on Thursday, I completely forgot to mention that. Look, if there really is an unfairness with the private schools, because in some case, private schools from urban areas get in where they do a lot of competing against smaller rural schools, there's got to be a way to deal with that. And I know that they didn't make this up, that they're borrowing it from Illinois, but it's been very controversial in Illinois. And I still hate the idea. The vote, by the way, was 355 to 77 to send the topic to an ad hoc committee that will further look into the issue. It was recommended that the committee have something ready for discussion by the area meetings on September 1st, with a final recommendation completed by December 1st. Well, that would give it a long time to be debated, which may or may not be the right thing to do. I'm not sure how I feel about that. That may or may not be the right thing to do. All right, one other observation going back to the Brewers. Again, something else that has nothing really to do with baseball. I don't know what the situation is, Jason, that Matt LaPay, voice of the Badgers, is doing the TV broadcast. He's really good. He's doing the Milwaukee Brewer TV broadcast right now. Is Brian Anderson on? I missed the memo. I have no idea what's going on. LaPay is excellent. I think he does baseball better than he does football and basketball. And I think he's very good at both of those. Although I got to tell you, in an exciting game, we were at the in-laws in Manitowoc yesterday when the Brewer game went into 14 innings. In a tight game, in a thriller like that, there is still nobody better. Nobody better than Bob Uecker listening on the radio. I got to tell you. And in Manitowoc, I can listen to WHBL, which the show's under WTAQ. Let's see. He's pinch hitting for Brian Anderson during... Anderson is working for Turner Sports. So when there's a conflict, okay, I missed that story. That's from about a month ago. When that happens, LaPay fills in. I'm going to be honest. Matt LaPay is really good. I'm not going to criticize Brian Anderson here. I'm just saying Matt LaPay is really, really good. I thought he does an excellent job with Badger Sports. I just thought it was really good. All right, what are we going to talk about in the after show video? We're going to talk about someone you're not going to hear 8 minutes from now. Rush Limbaugh is still out today and tomorrow. I think Belling is sitting in today. Once again, his professional obituary is being written. I'll address that, and the after-show video is going to be a little late today. It'll be up mid-afternoon. 10:58, 8 minutes from the Rush Limbaugh program, not Rush Limbaugh. Have a lovely one, won't you? Crumbling down.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.